everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back here again this week to do a little pet talk and also talk to Veronica. I do have an announcement to make this week. We're going to be conducting a holiday season promo for both half-hour and hour telephone readings. The dates are Friday, 11/28, to through Sunday, 12/7. That's December 7th. Half-hour sessions will be $20 off. Hour sessions will be $40 off. You can purchase them also this time for, as holiday gifts for family and friends. You just need to purchase them by December the 7th. And gift readings can be used anytime until the end of January 2026. You can book telephone readings by sending an email to aprilreadings@aol.com, and they'll take care of you and lead you the rest of the way. I also have to report that for once, no one in my household is sick. I mean, I'm talking about pets. I wake up for the past week or so with everybody healthy, happy, and bouncing around. It's been a tough year. I had Guinness with his herniated disc, and I had little Biddy with her kidney failure. It was a major, major doctor, vet kind of year for me. And I'm just praying and keeping my fingers crossed. The oldest dog, Nellie, who's 15 years old, has come through this like a champ. She's only on a heart med, and she has to take these eye drops because she's got chronic dry eye. But for 15, she was running circles around the other two for most of this year. So, and she's pretty healthy. They're not related by blood, but those two, Biddy and Nellie, were bonded when I got them. I only wanted Biddy, and they said, well, you can't have Biddy if you don't take Nellie because they're bonded. So I ended up with Nellie as well. And she's got a good little constitution going on. She's the thinnest one. She's the most nervous one. And she's a little scattered, like a Chihuahua is you normally. But she's the most healthy, which to me I find very odd. So, Tony, how is our little baby Kai?
Well, he's learning the word come. Really trying to get off the wee-wee pads. So, we go outside and he'll play a little bit. And I keep reminding him why he's out there. I think it might be I'm not sure, but we'll see. QQ and he are very funny together. So we're fine over here. You know, it's just...
It's so fun to have a little munchkin like that. It's just so fun.
Oh, I know. And he's a good boy. He goes everywhere and everybody stops. And I went to Home Goods and I had him in the cart. And I mean, it took us longer in Home Goods than it would normally take me because everybody is stopping, petting him and kissing him.
Oh boy, that's kind of like Guinness. You know, he's the center of attention. He has a fan club. Next thing you know, there'll be a fan club meetings.
Oh, I know. God, so we're all good over here.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, Guinness knows every barista at Starbucks, and they all fawn over him every time they go. They want to give him like 5 cups of the pup cup, you know, all this whipped cream and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He just, his little chest just puffs out and goes, yes, these are my fans. They all love me. And oh, it's just hysterical. It's so cute. Oh,
funny.
So anyway, I'm going to go get Veronica. I'm sure she wants to say hi to everybody.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Again, great questions. And I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Indeed we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Nancy. Do we all, as souls before incarnating, dwell in the same dimension or frequency?
No. Obviously, when you do your reincarnational cycle, it is about raising your frequency up. And as you expand and grow as a soul, your frequency gets a little higher, a little higher, a little higher with each experience that you have. It is the same dimensional space. So this is going to get confusing because it is confusing. Same dimensional space, but the different frequencies are there and available, and they you participate in them, but you can still see each other, but the frequency is definitely different. We would akin it to, you have a schoolhouse with grades 1 through 12 in it. They're all in the schoolhouse, but they're in different sections and obviously at different frequencies. The 12th grader is going to be a much higher frequency because it has more experience and knows more than the first grader, but they're all dwelling within the same space. And the 12th grader who has the highest frequency still can participate with the other ones, but when it comes to his own expansion and awareness, he's in 12th grade. That would be the best way linearly that we can describe the dimensional spaces and the differences in those frequencies. So think about it. And if you have any more questions, do ask.
All right. Our next question is coming from Geraldine. How can we regain our balance after a betrayal from a loved one or friend?
Well, that is a very difficult thing because friendships are built on trust, and a betrayal means that at some level, the trust was broken. And trust is a fragile thing. Once it's broken, it's very difficult to put it back together. And if you're on the receiving end of the betrayal, it's usually quite worse for you because you're left with pieces and you've got to try to, you know, maintain yourself. First of all, you forgive. If somebody betrays you, you forgive. Now, that doesn't mean you forget, because if by forgiving, you are releasing the negativity from yourself, and that helps you. It helps them a little, but it helps you more to forgive. And second of all, you move forward with the concept that there's going to be people that will betray you for whatever it is, and that you are going to continue to forgive them, but you may have to alter your behavior, not be around them, sort of cut them off, or just keep them at a safe distance. You heal yourself by nurturing your soul, participating in all the love that you can. But do not let a betrayal ruin your energy. Forgive it and hand it right back to them. Say, I forgive you, but obviously our relationship will be forever altered. Take the anger out of it. Take the sadness out of it. Realize that they're just not as evolved as you would hope. And betraying you in whatever manner it is, and betrayal has different levels, but some are just, you can't walk back from. Let go of the negativity around it. Realize that the individual obviously, you know, is not evolved enough to even, you know, make amends for this. And most of the time they don't make amends. So nurture yourself, forgive them, and then start participating in healing efforts. And obviously the forget part isn't going to happen. You have to remember that some people are a bit damaged, and they might be caught in a loop where they just keep doing that very unconsciously. And in the linear, there is no way to reconcile that. Perhaps when you get into the eternal, things could be worked out. But while in the linear, take care of yourself, build your own confidence back up. And if you want to have your day with them, you just say, I'll meet you on the other side and we'll, you know, karmically participate in this event. But right now, I'm going to back up from it and nurture myself and forgive you, because I don't want to carry that negativity around in me for the rest of this linear life.
Okay. Our next question is from Annie. I was told that I am a very old soul and that this would be the last time I return to the linear. I often feel very detached from what's going on in the world. I just want peace and quiet. I am also definitely sad about nothing in particular. What is going on with me?
Well, as an old soul, you described this paragraph that was read to us. That describes an old soul pretty well. All you're wanting is peace. And the sad part, the definitely sad about nothing in particular, we say as an old soul, you are probably very empathic, very high frequency, that feels every little nuance of negativity while you're in the linear. And your soul sees very clearly all the negativity that goes on in the linear and events that unfold that aren't great, all these things. On a higher level, your soul, the old soul in you, detaches from it, but it is also with great sadness, observes it. And that's what's going on with you. Old souls usually do participate this way. What you really want to do is come in and wave a magic wand to make it all better again, because you still, as the higher evolved individual you are, you can feel the eternal energy and how it wants to forgive and wants things to be better, but the old soul feels it very differently than most. So there's nothing really bad going on with you. You're an old soul, very sensitive, that's feeling all the negativity of the planet. And yes, it's deeply sad because as an individual in the physical reality, not much you can do about it.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Jasmine. Can you help me shed some light on why I'm beginning to develop deep feelings of insecurity embedding itself within me? What can I do about it?
Well, we think that this particular time in the linear, especially on the planet Earth, there's a lot of instability of the energy. And we're certain that every single one of you know exactly what we're talking about. That instability, it's like walking a tightrope that's blowing in the wind, because physical reality is like a tightrope. You have to take careful steps, you have to pay attention. And when the wind is blowing with a lot of negativity, you kind of lose your ability to feel solid in your stance. You're starting to feel that because as you're moving through the life and as an old soul, you are feeling everything that goes on and it's causing you to feel unstable. We would suggest meditation. We would suggest having a spiritual practice that grounds you. Every day, go ground yourself. Walk barefoot in the dirt, something to ground yourself. But unfortunately, some of this negative swirling energy will probably be about for a while longer. So what you have to do is realize it's coming from that and it's not something that you're manufacturing, but you're receiving. And that way there, it can help you learn to push back on it and push it away. You're not generating it, which would be much harder to get rid of. What you're doing is reacting to the insecurity of the reality in general. It will pass. It will eventually regulate itself, but in the meantime, don't feel discombobulated. Feel like, okay, that's all crazy. What I'm going to do is ground myself and keep my eye on the focus of my life and what I'm here to do. I will continue to observe everything else, but I have to get this insecure feeling out of me. And that, my dear friends, is the best way to do that.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you want to take a break, come back and give the message to the world.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And write in if you want more information on any of these questions at innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Your holidays are coming. It is a time to make merry. It is a time to reflect on the past year and welcome a new opportunity, which is the new year, into your reality. Why not, before the end of the year when the holiday's here and the clocks turn, why not do a little cleanup of your own energy? Nobody escapes a year in physical reality without a few bumps and scrapes. Go through in a meditation where the year went for you, all the things that happened, and clean up any of the negativity, especially if some of it came from you. And we think we'd be hard pressed to find one person who didn't spout a little bit of negativity throughout the year. So do an internal self-inspection. Say, I'm going into a new participation. I'm celebrating holidays at the end of the year, and then I'm moving into this new opportunity. Make sure that your energy is up for the task. A lot of times you can get beaten down in a year. Things unfold, things, you know, karmic things happen. It's time now to move into the new year, and you want to create from a cleaner spot. So do your meditations, do your cleansing, go through and own actions that you weren't proud of, and decide that you're going to walk into this new year with a fresh perspective, with energy that says, okay, I can conquer the world. But you can't do that if you're dragging all this negativity behind you. You're too busy, you know, shuffling all the packages and suitcases. Clean up the year. Clean up the year as you leave it. Clean it up. And then move into the new year with that fresh perspective, especially if you want it to be better than last year. Do that. It's time for everyone to start that reflection and go forth into the new year with a clean slate.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Beautiful message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And I wish you a happy holiday. Thanksgiving is around the corner. So enjoy. And we'll be talking to you next week. Have a good day. Bye-bye.